It's mid-morning, and a handful of toddlers are stomping and growling around a colorful room. These kids are in the toddler room at the Petersburg Children's Center. The center cares for 45 children, ages 6 weeks to pre-kindergarten. The center also runs an after-school program for kids kindergarten through sixth grade called Eagle's Nest. There are 24 children in that program with a waiting list as well.
Okay, go find your dad.
The toddlers find their places on the floor and settle into story time.
Should I read another story?
Yeah.
Owl babies.
Through the door is Brandy Heppy's office. She is the director of the Children's Center. She says she takes calls all the time from parents needing childcare.
I'm very honest with them, and I let them know right off the bat that we do have a wait list, and I have no problem putting them on there because you never know with people moving or classrooms adjusting or changing.
The waiting list has increased in the last few years, especially with the 3 to 4 year olds. The center just can't take more children without a larger space and additional workers. It's a state-licensed private nonprofit and follows State of Alaska guidelines, which set class sizes. The center employs 11 full-time workers and 4 part-time. Heppy says smaller class sizes work better anyway.
We just want to make sure that children are being taken care of and valued, and just the quality of childcare that we want to come out of here just to go on for years and years. Because I remember coming here as a child, and the quality of the care is the exact same as it is now.
Glorianne Wallen is in the Petersburg Harbor office answering a constant stream of phone calls. She's the borough's harbor master, and summer is her busy time. She's also a well-known volunteer in town, and helping the Children's Center is her new focus. She says she learned about the center's long waiting list during a borough assembly meeting.
So I just started thinking about that. You know, what a wonderful problem to have here in a community where we have too many kids and people that want to go to work. So I thought, you know, gosh, this should be something that we should try and do something about.
She heard that the center wanted to build an addition in order to take more kids, so she decided to donate her own money to the project. Then she checked in with the borough's Economic Development Council to see if it was an economic issue. The answer was yes, and the council's board donated $10,000 to the cause. A few more people have come on board, and Wallen hopes the momentum continues.
This is a project that we could maybe help ourselves with rather than going to the state and waiting for them to give us money and know how to do this.
The seed money has grown to $22,000. With that, the center is going ahead with the project with the hopes that more funds will come forward. Construction is set to start this fall. The plan includes adding 2 classrooms to the west side of the building. The labor would be all volunteer, happening on nights and weekends. Local businesses have agreed to help get supplies at cost. The project's estimated price tag is less than $100,000. Wallen says it will be money well spent. The expansion will allow 12 more kids into the center.
Now they just have wonderful programs, and these little kids are learning things and sparking interests at young ages, and I'm just so impressed with what they're doing up there.
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yeah.
What shape is this?
Back at the center, the toddlers sit on the floor and learn their shapes.
3, 4.
The expansion project comes just as the Petersburg Children's Center celebrates its 40th anniversary this year.
Good job, friends.
In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.
A rectangle.